Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Senbet salam. Greetings, greetings. Hope we're being heard right here. Here for the TJIF here on the Blog Talk or through the Blog Talk, the live stream, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Foundation. Yes, the past about a week or so, there's been a lot of technical glitches, and still we don't know how, you know, this Eve will work out technologically-wise. We're going to push forward because it's Shabbat time. Shabbat shalom, send that salam. That's right. Up.
Send that salam. Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Yes, yes, yes. Ready, ready, ready. Here, the Amida. Three times a day, the Amida, the standing prayer. Here, little dubwise to pray the Shemona Esrei. Right here, here, here. Give thanks to Rav Dror for this here, one of the heaviest dubs, heaviest dubwise. Dubwise mixed by Mr. Savona. Savona. But here, here, dubwise, standing, standing. All right. Yes, yes, yes.
Shalom Aleichem, guys. So because I'm very, very generous, so I wanted to share with you the way I'm praying Shemona Esrei, the davening, that the prayer that we're praying three times a day, Shacharit, Mincha, and Arvit, morning, noon, and evening. And if you'll find it inspiring, so you can pray like me, and if not, so you're more than welcome to pray in your own way. Anyway, I think it can help you. Just to hear and listen to the way that I pronounce those words in the holy language, like that it's written in the Siddur. So first I'm starting with Asher Shvevetecha, Odi Aleluha Sela, Shreyam Shekach Aloshom Shadonai Elohav, Tehila Ledavid Aron Mimcha Eloi Amelech Vavarcha Shimcha Leolam Vaed, Bechol Yom Avarcheka Valela Shimcha Leolam Vaed, Gadol Adonai Mulal Meod, Vilikdulato En Cheker, דור לדור ישבח מעשיך וגבורותיך יגידו הדר כבוד הדרך ודברי נפלאותיך אסיך ואזוז מרותיך יאמרו גדולתך ספרנה זכר אב טובך יביאו בצדקתך ירננו חנון ורחום אדוני הרחפיים וגדול חסד טוב אדוני לכל ורחמיו על כל מעשיו ידוך אדוני כל מעשיך וחסידיך יברכוך כבוד מלכותיך יאמרו גבורתך ידברו להודיע לבני אדם גבורותיו וכבוד הדר מלכותו מלכותך מלכות כל העולמים וממשלתך בכל דור ודור סומך אדוני לכל הנושאים וזוקף לכל הכפופים אין יכול אליך יסבר ובאת נותן להם את אוכלם בעיתו פותח את ידיך ומצביע לכל חי רצון צדיק אדוני בכל דרכיו וחסיד בכל מעשיו קרוב אדוני לכל קוריו וכל אשר יקראו ובאמת רצון יראה אבי יעשה ואת שבתם ישמע ויושיעם שומר אדוני את כל אוהביו ואת כל הרשעים ישמיד תהילת אדוני ידבר פיו יברך כל בשר שם קודשו לעולם ועד ואנחנו נברך יא מעתה ועד עולם הללויה אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו אל אברהם אל יצחק ואלוהי יעקב האל הגדול הגיבור והנורא אל עליון גומל חסדים טובים וקונה הכל וזוכר חסדי אבות ומביא גואל לבני בניהם למען שמו באהבה מלך עוזר ומושיע ומגן ברוך אתה אדוני מגן אברהם אתה גיבור לעולם אדוני מחיה מתים אתה רב להושיע מוריד הטל מכלכל חיים בחסד מחיה מתים ברחמים רבים סומך נופלים ורופא חולים ומתיר אסורים ומקיים אמונתו לישני עפר מחמוך בעל גבורות ומדומה לך מלך ממית ומחיה ומצמיח ישועה ונאמן אתה להחיות מתים ברוך אתה אדוני מחיה המתים אתה קדוש ושמך קדוש וקדושים בכל יום יעללו חסלה ברוך אתה אדוני האל הקדוש אתה חונן לאדם דעת ומלמד לאנוש בינה חונן ומאיתך חוכמה בינה ודעת ברוך אתה אדוני חונן הדעת השיבנו אבינו לתורתך וקרבנו מלכנו לעבודתך ואחזירנו בתשובה שלמה לפניך ברוך אתה אדוני הרוצה בתשובה סלח לנו אבינו כי חטאנו ומחל לנו מלכנו כי פשענו כי אל תובס סלח אתה ברוך אתה אדוני חנון המרבה לסלוח ראינו ועוניינו וריב הריבנו גלנו גאולה שלמה מהרה למען שמך כי אל גואל חזק אתה ברוך אתה אדוני גואל ישראל רפאנו אדוני ונרפא אושיינו ונבשע כי תהילתנו אתה ועל הרפואה שלמה לכל מכותנו כי אל מלך רופא נאמן ורחמן אתה ברוך אתה אדוני רופא חולה עמו ישראל ברך עלינו אדוני אלוהינו את השנה הזאת ואת כל מיני תבואתה לטובה ותן ברכה על פני האדמה וסבנו מטובה וברך שנתנו כשנים הטובות לברכה כי אל טוב ומטיב אתה ומברך השנים ברוך אתה אדוני מברך השנים תקע בשופר גדול לחירותנו וסנס וקבץ גלויותנו וקבצנו יחד מהרה מארבע כנפות הארץ לארצנו ברוך אתה אדוני מקבץ נמצא עמו ישראל השיב השופטנו כבראשונה ויועצנו כבתחילה יצר ממנו יגון והנחה ומלוך עלינו מהרה אתה אדוני לבדך בחסד וברחמים וצדקנו בצדק ובמשפט ברוך אתה אדוני מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט ולמרשינים אל תהי תקווה וכל המינים כרגע יובד ובכל לבי עמך מהרה יקרת ובאז ידים מהרה תעקר ותשבר ותמגר ותחלם במהרה בימינו ברוך אתה אדוני שובר אויבים ומכניע זדים על הצדיקים ועל החסידים ועל זקני שאריתם חבית ישראל ועל פלטת בית ספריהם ועל גירי הצדק ועלינו ימון הרחמך אדוני אלוהינו ותן שכר טוב לכל הבוטחים בשמך באמת ושים חלקנו עמהם ולעולם לא נבוש כי בך בטחנו ועל חסדך הגדול באמת ובתמים נשעננו ברוך אתה אדוני משענו נבטח לצדיקים ולירושלים עירך ברחמים תשוב ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת ובנה אותה בקרוב בימינו בניין עולם וכיסא דוד עבדך מהרה לתוך התחין ברוך אתה אדוני בונה ירושלים וצמח דוד עבדך מהרה תצמיח וקרנות ארון בישועתך כי לישועתך קיווינו כל היום ומצפים לישועה ברוך אתה אדוני מצמיח קרן ישועה אבא רחמן שמה קולנו אדוני אלוהינו חוץ ורחם עלינו וקבל ברחמים ורצון את תפילתנו כי אל שומע תפילות ותחנונים אתה ומלפניך מלכנו רקם אל תשיבנו חוננו ועננו שמע תפילתנו כי אתה שומע תפילת כל פעמך ישראל ברחמים ברוך אתה אדוני שומע תפילה רצה אדוני אלוהינו בעמך ישראל ולתפילתם שאה והשבת העבודה לדביר ביתך ואישי ישראל ותפילתם מהרה באהבה תקבל ברצון ותהי לרצון תמיד עבודת ישראל עמך ואתה ברחמך הרבים תחפוץ בנו ותרצנו ותחזנה עינינו בשובך לציון ברחמים ברוך אתה אדוני המחזיר שכינתו לציון מודיעים אנחנו לך שאתה הוא אדוני אלוהינו ולאהבתנו לעולם ועד צורנו צור חיינו מגן אישנו אתה הוא לדור ודור נודה לך ומספר תהילתך על חיינו המסורים בידיך ועל נשמותינו הפקודות לך ועל ניסיך של כל יום עמנו ועל נפלאותיך וטובותיך של כל עת ערב הבוקר וצהריים הטוב כי לא חלו רחמך ואמרכם כי לא תמו חסדיך כי מעולם קיווינו לך ועל כולם מתברך ויתרומם ויתנשא שמך מלכנו תמיד לעולם ועד לכל החיים ידוך הסלע יהללו ויברכו את שמך הגדול באמת לעולם כי טוב האל ישועתנו ועזרתנו סלע אל הטוב ברוך אתה אדוני הטוב שמך ולכן האל להודות שים שלום טובה וברכה חיים חן וחסד ורחמים עלינו ועל כל ישראל עמך ברכנו בינו כולנו כאחד באור פניך כי באור פניך נתת לנו אדוני אלוהינו תורת חיים ואהבת חסד וצדקה וברכה ורחמים וחיים ושלום וטוב יהיה בעיניך לברכנו ולברך את כל עמך ישראל בכל עת ובכל שעה בשלומך ברוב עוז ושלום ברוך אתה אדוני המברך את עמו ישראל בשלום אלוהי נצור לשוני נורא ושפתי מדבר נרמה ולמחל אלי נפשי תדום ונפשי כאפר לכל תהיה פתח ליבי בתורתך ואחרי מצוותך תרדוף נפשי וכל הקמים והחשבים עלי לרעה מהרה שרצתם וקלקל מחשבתם עשה למען שמך עשה למען ימיניך עשה למען תורתך עשה למען קדושתך למען יחלצון ידידיך הושיע ימינך וענני שלום דמרו אמרו ברחמה ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל עמו ישראל דמרו אמן.
In that part in the end that I was quiet, that was the place that I was praying my individual prayer.
Asking, requesting, a short request that I'm asking every day on all of my beloved ones and for myself. And that, Bezrat Hashem, is the way to pray Shmona Esrei. You do it usually quietly, you're whispering that prayer, but because I wanted to teach you, that's why I was saying it out loud.
you can hear from it and be happy and go and do it on your own, and may Hashem answer all your prayers and requests. Amen.
More chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person happen to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second Brachos, it says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
And here, standing prayer, Amida. Here the English Dubwise, Augustus Pablo, Rockers meets King Tubby in a firehouse. Here the Amida, the English translation of what we just shared before, right here. Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam, here. Shema'ah, Yisrael.
My Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who twice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
So I and I, children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shabbat Shalom, send
it
Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, send it Shalom.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth soared and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor kaftet, mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai b'nei elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim. Adonai al mayim rabim. Kol Adonai bakoah. Kol Adonai behadar. Kol Adonai shover arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et arze al Lebanon. Vayarkidem kemo egel. Lebanon vesirion kemo ven re'emim. Kol Adonai chotzev lahavot esh. Kol Adonai yachil midbar. Yachil Adonai midbar kadesh. Kol Adonai yeholel ayyalot. ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו, ושלום, 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 לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים. אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב, שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו. ספרו וגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה. הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלו שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כיסאו, אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונד נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו, זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובת. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. מזמור צד תת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום, 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 בשלום.
Ja, Rastafari.
Drums, Rastafari. Drums, Rastafari. Drums, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, 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 yay.
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace. Hey!
My advice to all, my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yemina katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yemina katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika. Zangveid, zangveid, zangveid. Ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangveid, zangveid, zangveid. Ahreid, ahreid. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one. Na gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, the eye. Kubavat Shamrei, Shamrei, Barkem, Tahare, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, barking, barking, rachemi, sidk ateka, tamida, may your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov uvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock, yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne, zokhreya kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Atenu Kavel Ushma, Ushaik Atenu Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bye.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha todi, todi, todi. Lecha todi, likrat atala. Tenei Shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha todi, likrat atala. Tenei Shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad wa hirubi wibi shakova yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'lati Areta, W'tehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'ka dodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabbati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to His grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Bnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Bnei shabbati nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunt, He humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, His bride. Lekha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to His holy, His Isla name. Lekha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Senbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala bne shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha Shabbat, the Senbet greet.
بمزمور داويد ستنا هولي بسم آب وويل ومنفس كدوس هادو عملاق آمين كبر لكالو كبر لكلسو كبر لحيرو كبر لكلماوي حيرو للا جا راس فاعي أجا جا ويا Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives a purpose and a plan. Hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Shabbat Shalom. A
an besser ze im negere Yehuda machiver Line of Jewelers Society LOJS. Yeah.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Forever.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Father and son. Father and son. Father and son. Father. Blessed be Ab, Uhu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Mizmor le David.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever?
Ad anna Adonai tishkacheni neshkacheni 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 neshkacheni
How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 30. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face?
Ad anna tastir et panecha minni.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshit.
Having sorrow in my heart daily.
Yagon bilvavi yomam.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart? How long shall mine enemy be exalted, O
Ad anna yarum oyevi halai.
Consider and hear, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Those that trouble me rejoice when I move. And I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully,
Here comes the danger, welcome the savior, welcome the rascal you. You're not for oxygen. Or the general issue in a warning board. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such an unproper season fold. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, Jaja send me to work. Bring the fire in a room, Jaja send me to purge. But I can't do it alone. Rasta recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, I see. Executing, still I see I work and be lost afar, true. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome there after you. I and I start recruit soldiers for Selassie army. Hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome there after you. You know the oxygen, I did general issue in a warning. Hey. Left and right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Hey, could I never throw me down, oh boy. Yeah, I will say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Here comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come, I tell you sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend, here comes danger, whoa, whoa. Ooh, nah. Hey. And then say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, here comes trouble.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And Pharaoh said to Jacob, Wa yomer, wa yomer, paro el Yaakov. How many are the days of the years of thy life? Now, KJV, King James Version, here in Genesis chapter 47, these two verses, verses 8 and 9. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, Yaakov, KJV says, how old art thou? How old thou? How old thy? How old thou? This is how KJV, the King James Version, translated now from the Hebrew, and here in the Sefer Bereishis, it reads here in verse 8, it says, Wayomer paro il Yaakov. And paro, here pointing the pay, paro, sometimes there's the fay, faro, that's also some interest there, but here it reads, Wayomer paro il Yaakov. Kama yime shenea chayeka. How many are the days of the years of thy life? Kama, kama. Like what? Literally in the biblical Hebrew, like what? Kama, kama. Ka, like ma. What? Kama, kama, kama yime shenea chayeka. Chaye, chay, chay, life. Chaye ka, ka. Ka, speaking to Yaakov, speaking to a male, Kama, Yime, Shene, Chaye, Ka, or the Shene, Shene, the Shana, Shene, the years of the Shene, Chaye, Ka. So these two words taken together as one, the Shene, we have the word in its standalone sense, the Shana, Shana, year, Shana. Here we have Shene, the years of Shene, the A, Shene, years of Chaye, Ka, Chaye, Ka. The years of the I life. King James says, the King James Version, KJV, how old art thou? But we get more detail here in the Hebrew. Kama, like what? Yime, the years of Shene, the days, like the su na. Right, we have the Yime, the Yom, Yawam, Yime, Yamin, Yomin, like the days here, pointed as Yemei, the days of Shenei, the years, the days of the years, Chayeka. Kama, Kama, like what? Yemei, the days of Shenei, the years, Chayeka, the eyes, life. So this we have here in verse 8. Genesis 47 and 8, in verse 9 it says, Vayomer Ya'ikov el Paro. And Jacob, Ya'ikov, and Jacob said to Pharaoh, Paro el Paro, Yemei Shenei Megurei Shloshim U Me'at Uma'at Shana. He says, the days of the years of my pilgrimage. KJV brings it out as pilgrimage. Coming more from the Hebrew and the Chumash, we have a more precise of sojournings. The sojournings and Megure as a gur, almost as like a resident alien. Right? Megure, the sojourning. The Megure, the sojournings of, right? The sojournings, the years of the days of the year. So he responds in a similar fashion of the Yemei Shenei. Yemei Shenei Megurei Shloshim 30, Maat, the Hebrew Maat 100. We have the Meto in the Royal Amharic, but here we have U Maat Shana, and 100 year. And 100 year. So literally he says 30 and 100 years. 30. Shloshim Umaat. Shana. Yeah. So we have the Shana and the Shene, the years of. And here he says 30 and 100 Shana, 100 year. Now, he says something very interesting. He says, Jacob says, Yaakov says, Maat. Right? So we have the Me'at, and that's also very interesting, like the la'u, the lamed wow, right? La'u, right, for him, and then we have lo, lamed alef, lo, la'u, lo. So sometimes the words come in close conjunction with each other, like we have right here, where Jacob, Ya'akov, is answering, but kama yemei shenei chayeka. He says, Yemei Shenei Megurei Shloshim Maat Shana Me'at Ve'ra'im Hayu Yemei Shenei Chayai. Now he goes on to say, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. So see, from the Hebrew, and coming out from the Hebrew, and so in the Hebrew we get more of the context. It's not just how old thou, but it is like what are the days of the years of your life. And he says the days of the years of my sojourning, Megure. So he talks about his sojourning, his pilgrimage, the days of the years of my pilgrimage, Megure, being like a resident alien, my sojourning. Now he says, few and evil have the days of the years. Now repeating, there's a repetition of this phrase after he says, Me'at, the Tate, not the Tav, the ayin, not the aleph, so it's not the me'at, u'ma'at, and 100 shana, 100 years. So we're looking at the phrases here, just looking at each phrase, like to the comma or the diacritical, you know, the comma or semicolon, but we're looking at each kind of part of the phrase, breaking down the sentence. He goes on and says, me'at wa ra'im. Right? Few and evil, hayu, they have been. Me'ata wa ra'im, hayu, they, what's they? Yemei shenei chayai, now he answers about his life. So he speaks about his sojournings, his experience, his journeys, how he sojourned, where he's been, right? And then giving a more direct answer to the kama yemei shenei chayeka. He says, Yemei Shenei Chayai, he describes them as Me'ata Wi'ra'im Hayu. They have been few and evil have the days of the years of my life, and they have not. Now, this is the interesting part. This is last phrase right here. And they, the days of the years of my life, the Yemei Shnei Chaya, Yaakov says, Avinu Yaakov says, he says, Ulo, he sigu, eta Yemei Shnei Chaya, avotai, bi mei megorehem. He says, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs. He says the life of avotai. So these two words go together, as we have the yemei, the days of the shenei, the years, chayeka, the yemei, the days of shenei, Megorei or Megorai. Here we have the Megorai of my sojournings. Megorai. And it explains Shiloshim u me'at shana, 30 and 100 year. Me'at awe ra'ima hayu. Yemei shnei chaye, the days of the years of my life, right? He says have been me'at. Have been few, ma'at, wi'ra'im, and even, rara, wi'ra'im, ra'im, hayu, yimei shenei chayai. Wi'lo, hi sigu eta yimei shenei, and they have not reached to, they have not attained to, the days of the years, this phrase, the days of the years, the days of the years, the days of the years, they not, have not attained, wi'lo, his sigu eta yemei shnei chayei avotai. Some pointed as avotai, chayei avotai, my fathers. Be may in the days of megurehem, in the days of their sojourning. So what's the point? All right, what's the point right here? Well, as we have on the Rastafari Groundation site, just briefly right here, right, where the sages, right, they criticize Yaakov for complaining to Pharaoh, and calling his years Ma'at Awiraim Hayu. Ma'at Awiraim Hayu. His Chaye, Yimei, Shnei, Chayai, the days of the years of his life. Now there's a midrash, right? A somewhat humorous story whereby Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, transforms Yaakov, Jacob's complaint, into a self-fulfilling prophecy. So in the midrash, Ha'elohim was listening to Yaakov, the patriarch's complaint, and is said to have replied as follows. So you, speaking to Yaakov, Jacob, call your years, what was that? Me'at wi'ra'im. Hayu, they have been ma'at awira'im. They have been few and unpleasant, few and rara, few and evil. You say, I gave you the covenant, right? The covenant burkot, blessings, saved you from Esau and Lavan, Esau and Laban, returned Din, Yosef, Shimon, Binyamin, returned to you Dina and Joseph and Simeon and Benjamin to you. Prospered you and saved your family from Ra'av, right? Famine, yet you complain about your life. I will take 33 words spoken in those two verses, Genesis 47, verses 8 and 9. I will take those 33 words spoken in those two verses and deduct them from your years. Then your years will indeed not reach or not attain those of your patriarchs, your fathers. So what does this mean? Another math game. You got to do the math. What's the math here? There are 33 Hebrew devarim words in Genesis 47, verses 8 and 9. Yaakov, he lived to the age of 147, which is 33 years short of his father's lifespan of 180. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, deducted 1 year from his life for each of the Hebrew devarim in those two verses of the Sefer Bereishit, Genesis. Now, Some say, well, obviously, this midrash, this story is not meant to be taken literally. Some might say it's whimsical style, characteristic of the sages of bygone ages, and especially the midrash, the dersan, the studies, the teaching. While teachings like this are not literally true, they always teach some deeper truth to those who can receive that, the da'at. Now, in this case, the midrash has recognized that it was not appropriate or inappropriate for Avinu Ya'akov, our father Jacob, to complain about his life. In reality, the truth of the matter is that he received great berkot, berakatot, blessings. He didn't know. He didn't know how many years he had left to live. For all he knew, he might have yet outlived his forefathers, his patriarchs. So can we say to a certain extent, can we be certain of the extent that our words create our own reality? Or at least, at the very least, our words and our attitudes, they color the reality that I and I must live in. As you say, words shape reality. Right? Words shape reality. This is what I and I say. Words shape how we respond to life's hardship. It determines how much of a toll, how much of a toll these and those hardships will take on us. Jacob, why did Yaakov refer to the years of his life? Not to the years of his life, but to his sojournings. And then he could have left it as that. And he could have said, okay, the years of my life were, but then to say that they were ma'at wi'ra'im, was there something that Yaakov, that Jacob, notice, your name shall be no more called Yaakov, but Yisrael. But it seems as though sometimes it's Yaakov, right? And other times it's Yisrael. That's also for the studies, brothers and sisters. But word shape reality, perfect example here with the patriarch, with Yaakov, Abinu Yaakov, complaining to Pharaoh, about his life being few, his days, the days of the years of his life being few, being rara, unpleasant, ra'i, right, have been the years of his life, and how they had not attained to the years of his fathers, his patriarchs, that they lived during the days of the years of their sojournings. Isn't it strange that a man 130 years old would bemoan a short life? But his grandfather, Abraham, he lived to 175. His father, Yitzhak, lived to 180. Pharaoh, and we could say the old kingdom of Mitzrayim, because here we're coming into the new kingdom, right? The 12th, you know, 12th, yes. Pharaoh, you know, the 12th dynasty, the middle kingdom coming in, but the old kingdom here, Pharaoh, the great house, was astounded at these amazing ages. Yaakov was the oldest man he had ever met. And yet, and still, Yaakov, Avinu, complained. Do you complain? Did his complaint before Pharaoh, did this become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Do words shape reality? Reality, 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 reality.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Yeah, man. Right up and good for the love of the people, you know. Even here in Martin's Temple, the island to last, yeah.
They watch us how we live, keep on sharing when every time we give it. So our friends in caring
oh, oh, can the people leave that system if you show no love?
Word of truth, word of truth, not tell no lie, mama, hear me as a youth.
Word of truth, word of truth, in this fancy day of time, they use them as a revolution.
Word of truth, word of truth, Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth, me love the girl, whether them ugly, whether them cute, ow.
Everyone, it's important, them just a know. And I will go in the slogan, I will go mix it up. Come back to the support, the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring poppy show. Just go from the time with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind, or rest to get your flow. Don't come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the ghetto youth, you know if you find no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Now tell you now, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This are the truth, black woman, you're cute. Oi, Babylon, me not say mute. Word of truth, what the things you distribute. Oi, yo, goodness, attribute. I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say nay. The youth so will go fool. I pray we fight against hunger and not more rare. What will the government do? Long time I just say repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for eat the clay. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. My society, you must love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon never you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, stop shopping, get your youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Happy welcome, all wise. Not many of people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bow to the white man and sell out the black man share. Oh, what's them if I yet want grab a here? Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us up our right principles. Long I know it's old breath up. Burn down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Not tell no lie, we have to love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this past city of time, the mass of revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is important, you just have...
Wayekolo, Wayekolo, Wayekolo. 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 From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Wayekolu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZevaam. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Wayekolu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZevaam. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. Wayekol Elohim bayom haShevi'i me'laketo asher asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom haShevi'i mikol melakato asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShvi'i. Vayakadesh Oto. Ki voa shavata mikola melaketo. Asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath. That is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ireishan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagogue, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikolu, the Vayikolu, Vayikolu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikolu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the Hey, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Hey Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayikolu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. The sixth day the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et Yom HaShvi'i. Vayakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShvi'i. And sanctified it. Vayakadesh Oto. Because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato. Asher bara Elohim la isot. Isot, 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 isot.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Evil, everything takes time.
מזמור י"ג. למנצח מזמור לדוד. עד אנה אדוני תשכחני נצח? עד אנה תסתיר את פניך ממני? עד אנה אשית עצות בנפשי, יגון בלבבי יומם? עד אנה ירום אויבי עליי? הביטה ענני אדוני אלוהי, האירה עיניי פן אישן המוות. פן יאמר אויבי יכולתיו, צרי יגילו כי אמות. ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי בשועתך. אשיר על אדוני כי גמל עליי.
Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
Now he says, it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the cipher of the Psalms, the book of Psalms, the Mezmur Dawi, today's daily psalm, we have the Yod Gimel, the Yod Gimel, Yod Gimel, Yod Gamel, or the 13th psalm, Psalm XIII. And it's themed here in the cipher of the Tehillim, the Psalter, from despair to hope. In the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, we have Be'amlaku Yetamineso Abetuta. Be'amlaku, in his source, Yetamineso, the faithful, a faithful soul, a faithful human being, a faithful man. Ras Taman. Taman, Taman. We have Yetamineso, a faithful man, ba'amlaku, in his source, in his God, abetuta, a petition, to abetu, to our father, his father, father of the house, he who be, who he be, a petition to Hashem. So here, today's daily psalm, mine enemy, my hater, my hater, mine enemy is again prominent. And our enemy is again prominent. And he is probably Shaul,
Speaking Davidically, La Menatzeach Mizmor Le David, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, to the director, the chief musician, a psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. So we have Shaul. It's in his Shaul is an ask. You know, somebody say, I got to ask of you. Shaul. Right. Saul, Old Testament Saul. Now both Rashi and Kimchi, they take the speaker, right? Many of the latter Rebbeinu and rabbis and scholars, they take the speaker to be Yisrael. They take the speaker to be the corporate body of I and we, even of the new name, right? Even the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, suffering, oppression, rephrase, down pressing, because they're not pressing us up. They may lie to themselves. We're down pressing to press you up, so we're up pressing. No, the down pressing under his neighbors. Yisrael suffering under our neighbors because they may be our skin folk, but they're not our kinfolk in spirit and in truth, right? But the personal interpretation is a personal targum. Hebraically, the targum, the interpretation. Ethiopically, the Targum, right? The interpretation is a personal, right? It's generally preferred by many of the modern, you know, commentators, right? So which one? Is it Yisrael? Is it I and I as that corporate body, as one with the Rosh, the Ras, as I and I head, who are suffering? Or is it just a personal interpretation? Or is it the I and the I, the indivisible dual, this I and this I and I? Now, the trials, the tests, the tribulation, the trials which David had to endure at the then king's hand, at Saul's hand, the then king, they were long drawn out. So speaking about this principle of long suffering, literally long suffering. You know, people are like, I can't take this. You know, but it's sort of long suffering. They were long drawn out. All right, so what sustained David? You know, how did he encourage himself? Word, sound. All right, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart. Be pleasing in thy and I source, the source of I and I life, and the innermost of the innocence. Be still and know. But check it. He is downcast. So even David, man after Adonai's own heart, he is downcast at the delay, right, from all this downpression. You know, if you've been pressed down so long, downpression, you can't even get to that depression. Could it keep pushing you down, downcast at the delay? At the seeming, let's put it like that, the seeming delay in the coming of Yeshua, the coming of salvation, of victory, Yeshua and Yeshuot, and the victories, under the strain of anxiety, the cry comes out in today's daily psalm. How long? Adana, how long? How long? Adana, until what extremity, until what, reaching what point? Adana, how long? It's a matter of time. So under the strain of anxiety and the cry, how long, they burst from his lips, Adana Yahuwah, Tisha Kaheini Natsah, how long wilt thou forget I, Natsah, forever, will you forget, O he who be who he be? Adana, how long? Tasatireta paneka miyemeni. How long wilt thou hide paneka? Tasatire, you hiding eta paneka, you hiding your face. Mimeni, from me. You hiding your face. How long will you hide? Adana. How long? How long? How long? So we have verses 1 to 4, right, the cry of despair. Verses 1 to 4 is the cry, the cry, the cry, the cry of despair. Right? And verses 5, right? Now, verses 5 is also part of that, but it changes the turn. The turn happens. And then we come to the 6th verse, right? We have the resolve, right? We have that resolve. So here in today's daily psalm, the 13th psalm, the Yoda Gimel psalm, right? So let's touch on some of the 1, 2, 3s of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm XX, Slika, Psalm XIII. Let's get it right. We have Psalm XIII. We have the Yud Gimel. We have the 13th Psalm to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me? How long, O Yahweh? Forever? How long wilt thou the eye hide thy face from I? So the psalmist who is close to death, even in this season, right, longer nights, right, more darkness, the sun standing still and appearing to go down with the death of the patriarchs, right, and of the patriarchs, even in the Torah portion reading and feeding, as per the season, that theme right there of death, the patriarch preparing for death. So the psalmist is close to death, right, to mot, mavet, mawet, 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 maut, desperately pleads to being muted. He's close to being muted. He pleads for Jah's deliverance and affirms his trust in Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true gods, and Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Abchir, the generous father's faithfulness. But he begins off right here saying, how long? Ad-ana Yahuwah, tisha kacheni netzach, Ad anna tasatir retapaneka mimeni? How long? Forever. How long? Ad anna netzach, netzach. Interesting on the tree, Kabbalistically speaking, netzach. Forever. Right? Forever. Netzach. Forever. Ad anna netzach. How long? Forever. The conflicting thoughts. The conflicting thoughts in his mind, in an I and I mind, and I was, and in times, and in situations, and even situation like these, the conflicting thoughts. Here's where we have a very good reminder word, you know, concerning thoughts, you know, and the imaginations, you know, because what David, you know, no doubt because of this long, protracted, right, this long suffering. Here we have 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Right, let's look at 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing, every high thing, every high thing, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge, the da'at of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the source. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, the gnosis of Exiavi, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, the generous Ab, Father, and bringing into captivity every thought, every thought, every thought, every thought to the obedience, the what? The obedience of Shema'ah, the obedience of HaMoshiach, the obedience of Christ, and having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. All right, so a lot of times when we wonder, like, well, where is that answer to and I pray? Well, is your obedience fulfilled? Are you casting down the imagination, or we could say the vain imagination, just your imagination running away with thee, and every high thing, every high thing, right, that exalts its dirty self, right, against the knowledge, the gnosis of Jah, Rastafari, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, of Moshiach. See, it's in the same section where it says, for though we walk in the flesh, We do not war after the flesh. That's why Rastafari and true Rastaman, Taman say, I and I not want no carnal mind. You have to dead that, right? Mortify, right? The flesh, the carnal mind. For though we walk in the flesh naturally, right? We do not war, spiritual warfare. We don't war after the flesh or after the carnal mind. Ye must be born again. Let this mind be in you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I and I not want no carnal mind. The Ayabingi chant right up the Isis. But mighty through Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, to the pulling down of strongholds. And where are these strongholds? And you're thinking. Check your thinking. What you thinking? Casting down imaginations and every high thing, every high thing that exalts itself. So right there, the connection right here is so very interesting. The conflicting thoughts in his mind are vividly brought out by the two questions, the two first questions we have here in today's daily song. What are these two questions? All right, the two questions is, how long will you forget me? Forget me. How long, Yahweh, Adonai, Tishkaheini Netzach, Tishkaheini Netzach? Will you forget me forever? Forever, Netzach, Netzach, Netzach. Will you forget me, Netzach? How long will you hide thy face, Tastir et paneka mimeni, et paneka, your face mimeni, from me? These are two questions here. The force, right, the force of these questions and the attention that he has upon them. And your thought and your thinking, have you thought this? Like, how long, like, did y'all hear me? I prayed. How long have I yet to wait for relief? When am I going to see the answer to my prayer? Right? Will Jah forget me forever? Now, in the expressive remark of Luther, Martin Luther, you know, the Church of Sardis, heal up to the righteous ones amongst the Church of Sardis, the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, right, where he said, hope despairs, and yet despair hopes. Despair, despair. Love that song by, who was it, Damian Marley and Tuff Gong them? You know, despair. Hope, expectation despairs, despair, despair. Hope despairs, and yet despair hopes, it expects. All right, something very interesting right here, when the Messiah gave instruction for prayer. Right, and he spoke about, you know, not doubting, right, not doubting, no doubt, right, no doubt, without doubting. That he says, know that you receive them, that when you pray, knowing that you receive them. Now, see, initially, it's probably, you know, as a baby learns to run and to walk and to crawl, it begins by crawling, right? First begins by crawling, right? Those little baby steps right there. Well, let's look at the word right here, just to point out the word right here, right? The word right here, Matthew 21 and 22 right here. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, it says believing or believing, admitting as truth, ye shall receive. Well, see, the key is to be still and to know, all right? That's the key right there. Because right, sometimes we go into prayer for all the chitter-chatter, and what did that say? What did I say? You know what I mean? In prayer, Matthew 23 and 14, woe to you. Now, this is like for the religious, the really just, like the scribes and Pharisees, the hypocrites. It says, for ye devour houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore, y'all shall receive the greater damnation. So it's not about whether the prayer is super long. If you have to get it out, get it out, but also praise him. Right, praise him for the good that he has done, in expectation of the good that he shall do. Mark this here. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, they make it like a desire, bad thing, right? But you desire, right? Right, that's according to Yahweh, truth and life, of course. Otherwise you're just wasting your time. But that you desire, when you pray, believe, amen. Right, admit as truth, don't doubt. Right, that you shall receive them, and ye shall have them. Right, that word in Mark 11:24. Hide thy face. Seems as though John was careless in his view, and in our view, man, if we're honest, I mean, are you going to be honest? That's the key. That's the key. That is, it says, the law came by way of Moses, but grace and truth. So that grace, a lot of people fall from grace because not being truthful. Right? Honestly, it does feel like sometimes, like, is he looking at my situation? It's like he's answering everybody else's prayer, my situation. Because you have to come into his presence and that perception, into that presence of heart and mind, to be present and to be still. Just be still. Right? Be still. And no, focus on your breath. Just breathe. What a wonderful thing to breathe. See, that's true spirituality. You talk about spirits and spooks. What about the breath? That's what the Bible was. That's how you get in touch. Right there. Just take a breath and breathe. But let's ride on right here. That's the Aleph verse. The Gimel verse. He goes on. He says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? How long shall my enemy be exalted, be lifted up, be exalted over I? So here we have the Gimel, the bait verse. Well, this is the bait verse when read from KJV, you know, not including the superscription. The second verse here, King James Version wise, is so how long shall I take counsel? This is not from the Sefer Tehillim. How long shall I take counsel? Ad ana, ashit, aizot, bi nafshi. Ad ana, shita, aizot, bi nafshi. In my soul, binafshi, how long will I put counsel in my soul, my inner being, my psyche, in my psyche, right? The psyche, the suke, the psyche, the soul, nafshi, right? So that continued question, the ad ana, ashita esot, how long shall I set up, ashita esot, counsels, binafshi. Benashi, Yagona, Bilababi, Yomam, having sorrow, agony, Yagon, having agon, agony, Yagon, Bilababi, Bilababi, Bi in Lababi, in my heart, Yomam, all the days, Yomam, literally, agony, in my heart, in my consciousness, days, like agony for days, and agony for days, Yagon, Bilababia, Yomam, Adana, how long? Yaruma, Oivi, Alai, Yarum, Oivi, Alai. Oivi, my enemy, oivi, my yarum, oivi, alai. How long shall my enemy be exalted over me, over I? How long? So here we have the grief, the agony, yagon in my heart daily. Be exalted over me. Right, this phrase here, the yarum, him lift up, yarum oibi alai, upon I. How long will my enemy defeat me? In the Hebraicism of it, how long shall my enemy continue to defeat me? Like get the upper hand, be above me, right? Above, and therefore I must be below. This is the question. Right, this is the question, taking counsel in my soul. How long must I continue to devise plans to escape, to flee, try to get away? Got to get away. Lord, got to keep on moving. I can't be found from the net which Shaul, which Saul, right, is tightening. Saul and the ain't right Israelites is tightening about me. Sorrow, the crushing weight, the agony, yagon. Yagon bilababi, Yomam, agony in my heart for days, the crushing weight of anxiety, stress, depression, by day, Yomam, Yom is day. In the Hebrew, in the Ethiopic, is as well, Yom is day, Yomam is like days, Yomam. And they said, Binyamin, son of the right hand, also, Bena Yomam, son of days, right, for days as a consequence of planning in the sleepless nights. Right, so he's implying that, you know, for days he's up, he's just up, he's wired, his sleepless nights. How can he so-called sleep? His heart, his consciousness, right, his consciousness, levav, levavi, lebona, his consciousness, right, is heavy and weary during the day. Yarum, oivi, alai. Yarum, hi, oivi, my enemy, alai. A lie, upon I have the upper hand. How long shall my enemy have the upper hand? So we have this right here in the second verse of today's daily song. Consider, verse 3, the Gimel verse now. Consider and hear me. Hear I, O Adonai. O Adonai, Adonai. Hear I, Adonai, Elohai, Hailei, my God, my Elohim, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Read about the italicization. Consider, hear me, O Adonai, Elohai, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the death, lest I sleep the sleep of, you see right there is italicized, that's added, lest I sleep the death. Habita. Consider, look upon diligently, habita. Habita eneni, Yahuwah, Elohai. Consider, look diligently, and answer I, eneni. Some say, eneni, Yahuwah, Elohai. Consider, look diligently upon my situation, right? Intently upon my situation, habita. Habita eneni Yahweh Elohai. Haira einai pen ishana hamavet mavet pen ishana hamavet mavet. Enlighten mine eyes. Haira Ainai, Haira, enlighten, cause light into Ainai, into mine eyes. Pen Ishan Hamavet, unless Ishan, I sleep, Hamavet, Hamot, lest I sleep to sleep, death. And light in my eyes, lest at any time I should sleep the death. Here in the Sefer Tehillim it says, behold thou and answer me. Bringing out the sense in the KJV, say, hear I, but it's not the Shema'ah there, it's the Enaini, answer I, what I've been asking you, Ada'ana, how long? Answer I, Habita. Consider what I'm saying. It's a desperate, a dreadful situation, a dangerous situation. Eneni Yahweh Elohai. Haira einai. Penishana hamavet. The antidote to the sensation of hopelessness is prayer, word, sound, power. Right? Especially in Yahweh, right? In the King's Highway, he says, behold, look. In contrast to how long wilt thou hide thy face, he's saying, look intently upon my troubled life, my situation, lighten mine eyes, enlighten, give light to mine eyes, revive my spirit, restore my courage. The eye reveals the inward disposition. They say that the eyes are the window, right, to the soul or of the soul, something like that, right? The eyes are the window of the soul or the nefesh, the psyche. So the eye reveals the inward disposition, age, grief, or trouble, they say, darkens it. Age, grief, trouble, it darkened it. Notice in the Torah portion of Yisrael, his eyes were dim. And what was his testimony about? His days being few and evil, right? So that inward, that disposition, the age, the grief, the trouble, helps to darken or dim it. But when he recovered from the faintness of hunger after eating some honey in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and 27, he recovered from the faintness of his hunger after eating some honey. What does the script say? His eyes brightened. His eyes brightened. I mean, if you eat something good, something like honey or whatnot, don't your eyes brighten? Like, woo, woo. Right, so his eyes brightened. So just to see that connection right there. Less. He said, lighten my eyes. Send light. Haira. Haira. Haira aynai. Haira aynai. Peni shan hamavet. Peni shan hamavet. Lest I sleep a sleep of hamot. Of death, of being muted. Let's not be muted. The sleep of death. The Ishan HaMawet. Ishan HaMawet, or some point as Ishan HaMavet. We would say the Ishan HaMawet. Mawet. 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 Should Saul accomplish his design? That's the sleep of death. The Ishan HaMavet. If Saul was successful, Ishan HaMavet. The image of death, hamavet, hamawet, hamot. The image of death as sleep is often likened to sleep. When we say, you sleeping, man, stop sleeping. You sleeping on, right? Like you dead to that. You're not awake, aware. This is frequently used in Job. Job chapter 3, verse 13. Job chapter 7, verse 21. Job chapter 14, verse 12. The analogy here. Right, learning to read the sign of the language, the spirit of the word, not just a letter, but the spirit. Right? The analogy finds expressions in two of the ancient teachings, Talmudical sayings. One is that sleep is the 60th part of death. Sleep is 1/6 of hamavet, hamawet, hamot, death. And also another saying, the second saying, the incomplete experience of death is sleep. Mm. The incomplete experience of ha-mawet, ha-mot, mavet, is sleep. Ishan, ishan. He says, lighten mine eyes. How do you see death? How do one see? How do one hear? How does one receive that? Ha-ira, aynai, lighten, meja, lighten the eyes. That light that shines in the darkness, may he give you the Holy Spirit to comprehend it. Here, coming to this verse right here. Now, the verse right here that we just read right here is connected. It's like there's a semicolon, right? Verse 3 and verse 4. Consider and hear, right? Consider diligently. Answer I, O Jehovah, my Elohim, Elohai, Haliai, enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the death. Lest mine enemy say, otherwise, mine enemy will say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. So these two lines actually go together. Habit eneni Yahweh Elohai. Haira aynai peni shana mavet pena yomara oidi yikalatio arai yagilu ki emot when I am moved, if I am moved, ki emot and mine enemy shall say. Unless my enemy shall say, pen yomar oibi, mine enemy will say, what would they say? Yechaltio. We've overcome him. Sarai, my adversaries, Yagilu, will be happy. Yagilu, they rejoice, they'll be happy. Unless they'll be happy, Kiemot. But they will only be happy if I'm shaken. if I'm shaken, if I'm stirred, right? Lest at any time, any hour might say, my enemy, I prevailed against him. Yechaltio, and the ones afflicting me, causing things to be tight and strained. Sarai, the ones afflicting me, they shall exalt. Should I be shaken? If, ki emo, ki emo, ki emo, ki emo. So here is like kind of a condition. Don't let that happen. But don't let them haters have any joy. The adversaries, any joy. Why? But as for I, here we have in KJV the fifth verse, right? And some combine the fifth and the sixth verse, as we kind of touched on before, and there's an interesting reading in the second part, right, in the second verse, verse 6. But it says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I have trusted in thy mercy. Right? Now, that point about the light is so very important. Right? Because that's the key. It's just two words, right? It's two words right there. Right? It's two words right there. What he requests, ha'ira Ainai, ha'ira ainai, ainai, ha'ira ainai, ainai, my eyes, enlighten my eyes, right? Give light to my eyes. Still on this radio, because the ear, the light, when used with eyes as its objects, right, as object, it refers to HaTorah. Just to emphasize this before we even move forward. What is that light to I and our eyes? HaTorah, does direction, instruction of HaElohim, right? Jalor, the spirit and the truth of the word, giving that moral enlightenment, bringing us into that moral theocracy of his divine majesty. We have this in Psalm 19 and 8. Yahweh's precepts are fear and make one joyful. His commands are pure and give insight for life. And just a kind of a right now word on that. Not literal KJV. You could check it out, Psalm 19 and 8. And also, HaElohim, HaBorea, the Ireta, Fetari, Gziavia, Fetarinona, giving literal eyesight to all people. We have Proverbs 29 and 13. And to exiavi, to sustain the Elohim, the true good, giving encouragement. In this way, to give light to the eyes, is to give encouragement to Amo, to Jah people, to Hizbu. We have Ezra 9 and 8. That encouragement given to Jah people. But now, briefly, we have received mercy from Jehovah, I and I Elohim, in that he has left us a remnant and has given us a secure position in his Isla place and his Isla grace. Thus, Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, has enlightened I and I eyes and given us a little relief in I and I time, I and I Iowa, of servitude, of trials and tribulations. Here, the psalmist pictures himself as being on the verge of death, and even at this lowest point in the Shana and in the season, it fits perfectly on the rise up, or else I sleep in the death, right? In the sunken place, in the fallen place, where the light shines even in the darkness. And here he's calling David after the Lord's own heart. He's saying, enlighten mine eyes, right? Because the spiritual instinct knows that if I lighten mine eyes, right? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So the statement can be also taken in an elliptical sense. I will sleep the sleep of death if you do not lighten mine eyes. I will sleep with the sleepers, with the other sleepers, the other sleeping people in death. They don't even recognize the ratchet and the corruption that's going on. I'm not more outraged. But I have trusted in thy mercy. But as for I have trusted. I don't know about other I then, but I have trusted. Wa ani b'chasedeka. I have trusted, right? But I, in your mercy, literally, wa ani. As for I, Wani b'chasedeka, in the eye chesed, loving kindness, the eye mercy.
batachti, I trust, in the sense of batach is like confidence in a victory. Batachti, I am confident. And confident in the victory of good over evil. As for me, b'chasedeka, in the eyes mercy, do I trust, or have I trusted? Batachti yagil levi, my heart rejoice levi, rejoice my heart, my center, the center of my thought and thinking. Yagil levi, my heart shall rejoice. Be Yeshuateka, in the eyes Yeshua, the eyes salvation, the eyes victory. Be Yeshuateka, I will sing to the Yahweh. Ashira la Yahuwah, Ashira la Adonai, I will sing to Adonai, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Because he has dealt bountifully. Ki gamal alai. Because he has dealt bountifully with fire. Now, here in the Septuagint and the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzah of Kedus of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, we have a Septuagint idea where it says, I shall chant to the name of the Yahweh of Adonai, Most High. It reads a little bit different in the last portion, and we have the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, also co-signing in the Emperor's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, co-signing that right there. Just to give ones a kind of a little here, right here, we have this here. The one who helps me, who assists me, the sustainer, the good, the excellent father, I will praise to the Most High, the sovereign prince, the sustainer, Simon, his name, and to the name of the sustainer Most High is Zemralo. I will chant, I will intonate Isis. We have this in the Septuagint. In the Septuagint, it reads, Kai Salmo to nomati kirio to huisto. And I shall strum or chant Zemralo, Zemer Mezmor, shall chant to the name of Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, the highest, Alai, like Alaya Elyon, Leul, right? Alai Elyon. So here it reads, Kia Gamal Alai, right? As I will chant to Ashira La Yahuwah, I will chant to he who be who he be, I will sing. Ashira is more sing. Chanting is more of a, like Isis, it's like a certain cadence, a certain rhythm, certain I, in that kind of sense, even in the ancient languages, Ashira is more of sing, right? Almost like sing DJ on a certain level, right? Ashira la Yahuwah ki agamal alai. So here it can be read, I shall chant to the name of Jah, Jehovah, Most High, the highest. So here in the last part of today's daily song, we need praises as we are on the coming up out of Egypt, after we have come to the floor of the door, even in the season, hope revived. The offering of prayer restored his trust in Jah's aid and assistance, and faith, the true and the living faith, gained the victory, the Yeshua, the salvation. That, and so for that victim mentality, right, coming out of that state of mind, the victim mentality, now to that victor, right, the victor, right, hot to the bako, the sweet of the victory, we are more than conqueror, right, because of he who be, who he be, and we. So that victory of the good even the good thought, good over evil, the victory over the despondency, the depression, the depression. He says, my heart shall rejoice, yagel levi. Better in the Hebraic of it, let my heart, may my heart, yagel levi, may my heart rejoice, yagel levi, may my heart create. He's saying, like, create the occasion. It's a prayer right here. He's saying, create the occasion when I shall have reason to rejoice in thy saving, thy Yeshua, bishu'ateka, wa'ani b'chasideka, batachetia, yagelevi, bishu'ateka, ashera la Yahua, kia gamal alai. Create the occasion when I shall have that reason. Come, make a reason to rejoice in thy saving power. I will sing. Let me sing. Ashira, 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 Ashira la Yahuwah, Ashira. Let me sing. Give me cause to sing, because thy favor to me has been displayed. Therefore, Ashira la Yahuwah. Nowhere in the whole realm of literature is the doctrine or teaching of hope, of that expectation, right, of good over evil, so pronounced as in the Hebraic and the Hebrew scriptures, and especially in the Psalms. It is one of the secrets of the Bible in spirit and in truth, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit, that's imperishable. It's imperishable, and it's an imperishable appeal. Can't be perished, always faithful, always sure. Appeal to the human heart, heartically speaking. David, a man after Adonai's own heart. Trouble. It seems to be an inseparable feature of the human experience. Inequalities, injustices are an integral part of this fallen state, right? Being in the world, of course, not of the world, flesh and satanic seclorum. But nothing, however, prevents an utter sinking of the heart and consequent and subsequent breakdown of endurance, right? As the hope which springs, right, from the faith, the true faith, the living faith in the true Elohim, the true source, in the innermost of the innocence. Thus you must be still, right, and know of this invincible trust, that confidence, that Abinu Melkeinu Kedemawi, Haile Selassie reminds I and I of the namesake of the new and the precious name. Trust, confidence in the victory of good over evil. The present song, the most eloquent expression.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes!
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari! Yes! Rastafari! Yes! Rastafari!
Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Naya, Pinky, Mana, Mama, Warrior. It's fair. Hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. It's fair. Hey,
Ayatollah Idi Amin, men elect your man a Maasai warrior. It's fair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. It's fair, like burning spear and such before me. Who all fought for the cause and despair, hey. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who tax us. The masses, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. I go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic, the masters after the most high on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my modern day spear. Hey, I say despair. Huh. Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, man a Gideon, man a mama warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. Despair, hey. Through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey. It keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun better tat through ya. Copper tops, hollow points to do you something bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. That was battle, what come natural, must survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Make some boy know stamina, sell God is dear, now nah, make friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run dumb bends. Can't just she na, he na, we na, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run dumb well, and dollars and now nah, make sense.
So, heads up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this fear start to fence, it's a fight and a tear to fence. This time by your members and all of your limb, but it must be enough make sense.
Well,
when I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, when I run for them life, when I run down this footprint. Nothing I go on a yard and food, they are road, then man, I think I touch pavement. This fear was a tool that was used to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Mankind needs to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distant army, a distant relative is controlling the circumference. And any man move with no permission, they're feeling the circumstance. Stop
despair, hey. Shaka Zulu, Bawa Shanti, mana, hey. Panama warrior.
Despair,
hey. Fear of your recession and depression can't carry out. Despair, hey. In a city, you them rise it up, the skies and they can't party step.
Despair,
hey. And anytime them clap it up, the whole city level.
Despair,
like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and
despair,
hey. They can't ignore me, no.
Ma'ab, wa-walid, wa-manfes al-kadus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besen bed ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shalame, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, Meskelabra Samayin Bekoa Kibit Shalem on the Sabbath Eve. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, in the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
מזמור י"ג למנצח מזמור לדוד. עד אנה אדוני תשכחני נצח? עד אנה תסתיר את פניך ממני? עד אנה אשית עצות בנפשי, יגון בלבבי יומם? עד אנה ירום אויבי עלי? הביטה ענני אדוני אלוהי, האירה עיניי פן אישן המוות. פן יאמר אויבי יכולתיו, צרי יבילו כי אמות. ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי בשועתך. אשיר על אדוני כי גמל עלי.
Psalm 30. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 30. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha Shalanu, Ayin HaFam. Shabbat Shalom, Hashem Yeshua, San Besalam, Be Yesus Christos, Getachin. Yes, I bless the Sabbath, rest and refresh. Yes, I. Rastafari. Shabbat Shalom.